everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Hey, you know, we've had that theme music for a minute now, and I got to say, I really, really enjoy it. I was watching, for those who don't know, I've been watching all these reaction videos on YouTube where these, you know, younger people never seen certain movies, and they watch these movies, and you watch along with them, and you're like, it's like you're watching, you know, one you've seen 100 times, again, with somebody who hasn't seen it, and it's interesting. I find it, and they're short. They're great for when I have my lunch break. However, I was watching one the other day, and it was Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it showed Indiana Jones doing his thing, and his music was playing, and I thought to myself, man, I need some theme music. That would just be fantastic. He's got his own theme music. I just need that for when something big happens in my life. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, hey, I've got that cool music at the beginning of the show. It's not theme music. It's just some I found on a big, giant pack of CDs I bought of royalty-free music. So, you know, but I guess it kind of works. Anyhow, enough about that. I am super excited, for today's episode. We have got, I am blown away by our guest today, frankly. She's always working, and she's got talent turned up to 10, man, and she just doesn't stop, and she shouldn't, because she is so good at what she does. She's a fantastic singer-songwriter, performer, drummer, and I think she plays, I don't know, about 57 other instruments, you know, as well. She's amazing. Her name is Miss Mia Morris. Mia, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for the introduction, man. I don't know about all that hype, honestly, but I appreciate it. It's very sweet of you.
It's great. It's great. Now, if we can just get you a pair of pants without holding... No, see, there I sound like an old man. No, your pants are fine. You are, you know, just a phenomenal drummer, and I'm an old man. I grew up in the 80s, and of course, you know, late 70s, early 80s. And I was in the Midwest. I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit, lived in Canada for a little bit. So, of course, when I hear drummer, my go-to, you know, place in my head is Mr. Neil Peart. And I'm saying I can see similar levels there, you know.
Aww.
You're fantastic.
Hey, thank you. Wow. That's wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, like all the classics. You did a cover of Hot for Teacher on YouTube. I'm like, that's a hard drum. Not that I would know. I've never played the drums at all. But it sounds like it would be difficult, you know.
Dude.
You knocked it out.
Let me tell you. I literally, so both my drum teacher at the time and my dad, they were both like, yeah, you should learn Hot for Teacher by Van Halen. And they played the song for me. And originally, I'm not even going to lie, like, I thought that it was some sort of vehicle, like, starting up at the beginning of the song. And they were like, no, like, that's a drum set. And I was like, what? I'm like, I have to play that? Like, are you crazy? So, yeah, that was a freaking journey. That's probably the longest I've ever spent learning a drum cover. So, I'm glad.
Well, it's phenomenal.
Thank you.
And I'm addicted. I subscribe to you on YouTube now. I love your vlogs that you post. It's and three shout outs to your dad. I've never seen an image of your dad so far, but I've heard his comments here and there. You know,
yeah.
I think he's around a lot.
Oh yeah.
And so I have to ask though, because I'm just so curious. And yes, we'll get to your new single and all this and that. But there's so much I want to know. When did you start playing drums? And is your father, are your parents musicians as well? Do you have that gene, or does it just kind of happen?
Yeah, so if you ask my mom, she is like, absolutely not. She claims she can't even dance, all that. So probably not from that side of the family. But yes, my dad, I got the music gene from him. He is literally like my biggest supporter, always there, like you said. He has been one of the main reasons I'm able to do half the things I've done. My parents in general, you know, we moved to Nashville 4 years ago so I could pursue this as a true career.
That's pretty,
you know,
awesome.
I came, it's amazing. I mean, who does that? You know what I mean? I appreciate it more than I could ever show them. So I guess I have to make a living from it, right? But
anybody's going to. It's a good investment. I'm telling you. Mia, if you were a horse, I'd be betting on you. You know, you are fantastic.
Thank you.
It's amazing. It is so amazing. And you're constantly working. And you also, I don't know if I mentioned this during that intro, but one of the things that I find very interesting, I have a very good friend of mine who he's a bass player. And he's a country player. He plays stand-up, you know, he's a rockabilly type guy. And he has his own band. I think they play maybe every year and a half or something, you know. But how he makes his living, and he drives a very nice car, is he's what he calls a hired gun. You know, what this is, when bands go on tour, not everybody can go. You know, people have lives and stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And what they'll do is they'll hire people to play. And if you watch Mia's vlogs, I think that happens. Mia does that quite a bit as well. And that's pretty awesome. I'm telling you, my friend Steve does very well doing that. Very well. So,
it depends on the gig.
Get to meet all these people. Say again, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, yeah.
Say again?
No. I was just saying, it really depends. Hired guns, you know, can make a range of cash for sure. You never know, really. But yeah, in the year of, I guess it was before COVID, so wow, probably 2019. That feels so weird saying. It feels not that long ago. But I played for over 120 artists through a round that I play every Monday night. I met a bunch of singer-songwriters and artists that would then ask me to play on their personal shows. So, yeah, I was playing 4 to 5 gigs with different people every single week. Like, it was, you know,
learning
my life.
All that material and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, a lot of it, I had to start improvising on stuff. This is mainly Cajon gigs, by the way, which is, have you seen, it's the box that I hit and it sounds like a drum set. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I was playing Cajon gigs for all these artists and songwriters. And so I would kind of just hop into their songs and just go with it with them. So because, yeah, I could not learn all that material. I have a way of charting songs, which I do as much as I can. But sometimes I just do not have the time to do all that. Depends on the gig.
Well, and, you know, the cool thing is, too, is you put your own little flair on it, you know, it becomes, as opposed to, oh, they've hired a drummer, they've hired an event. You know, here's something unique. The conversation in the audience, I think, goes from, oh, yeah, you know, I saw Joe Schmo the other night at such and such, and it was great. And it changes to, I saw Joe Schmo the other night, and it was great. And he had this drummer who was working her cajon named Mia, and, man, the whole show was, including her, you know. And all of a sudden, you're in that memory. You're in that conversation. And, you know, and that's how you get 32,000 TikTok followers. Well, you know, you make some funny TikToks as well. And apparently you have some great TikToks because my wife watches them. I don't have a TikTok account. I don't use a phone, you know, not for any big cool reason.
Hey, I don't blame
you. My wife's got a phone and we're always together. So I'm like, why would I get a phone? I have an answering machine. Somebody wants to leave me a message, they can. But
I'm
Mike
calling.
I'm
not judging you at all.
No, you know, honestly, Mia, the reason I don't use, and ladies and gentlemen, the reason I don't use a phone is because, again, I'm old, and it isn't that I don't understand how to work them. I was around when digital cameras first came out, and at the time, I was single, and I was out wolfing around. I used to go to a lot of nightclubs. Those who listen to the show can attest. probably spent 20 years inside a discotheque. But I'd always bring my camera with me and take pictures and stuff wherever I went. And not that I'm a photographer or anything. It was just we were having fun. And then I'd post them on my website, and people would go to the website to see if they were in the picture, you know, and all this and that. It created a lot of traffic. But the long story is I would lose my camera all the time. And at the time when they first came out, they were about $1,000 a piece. And I think I went through nine of them. And one went to the washing machine, but I'd always set them down and leave them places. And nobody ever called and gave them back either. But I just spent all this money. And so I'm like, I know how I am with like a little piece of equipment like that. And I'll probably lose a phone if I were to get a phone. You know?
Might as well just avoid the situation. Hey, I mean,
exactly.
You live and you learn, right? I'm proud of you for realizing that it's not the best idea. But also, I'm sure it's good. You probably have a clear head than the rest of the freaking world for not having a phone.
I will also say this. When we go to bed, me and my wife, I can go to sleep. I'm like a machine. I can just shut down. I can go to sleep within 3 or 4 minutes of laying in the bed. My wife, it takes her a couple hours of watching Mia on TikTok and many others. Literally, the other night, I rolled over. I woke up. I rolled over. I'm like, what are you watching? It sounds so weird. And she's like, oh, these Russian guys, they clean carpets. I'm like, you're watching videos of people cleaning carpets? And she goes, oh, yeah, it's very soothing and relaxed. I'm like, okay, whatever you want, dear. Have at it.
TikTok can turn into weird things, man. And, like, TikTok is typically where I rant about the music business and, you know, everything I've learned about all that. So it's definitely way different from my other socials. But, I mean, I don't really like TikTok. It was kind of the last thing I thought. You know, I was like, I guess this is what I'll do on the app because I'm not that inspired to make other kinds of content on it. Thank you. But, yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Well, you know, in all of the social media, and I get, no, I don't want to, I know you're a young lady, and I honestly don't know what the age is with young women, where you mention their age and what it is and when you stop, because there's definitely a certain age where you're like, you know, you don't want to say how old somebody is. But you're young, you grew up with this stuff, you know, you probably started out with a phone in your hand when you were little, but you're very good. You've got, you know, and I'm talking thousands and folks, like over 20,000 Instagram followers, and same thing for YouTube and Spotify. You've got 2.6 million streams. Mia, that's amazing. Do you know how many
people
in advance would love to have that type of social media footprint? That is fantastic. You know, you could teach classes on it. Don't sell yourself short.
Man, I've got a ways to go, but I appreciate that.
Wow, it's pretty awesome. You know, I mean, you could go on TikTok and say, hey, if everybody sent me a dollar, why, you could buy a new car, a nice new car.
Yeah.
You know, that would be amazing. I think we should start a hashtag campaign. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you.
Can you give me a car? Yes.
You've got a pretty good car. I've seen you driving your car around and whatnot. I don't know what kind it is, but it's nice. You're phenomenal, though. And I got to say, you've really made – your music's going to be played at so many wedding receptions. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, not a lot of it's going to be played at wedding receptions. It just doesn't lend itself to that market. No, it's really not. However – now, folks out there, guys and gals, if you've ever had someone break your heart, why, you need to sit down and make a Mia Morris playlist, because she has the best breakup songs ever, ever. Phenomenal.
Thank
it's
you.
It's fantastic. It is fantastic. No, I don't know if somebody did you wrong, Mia, or if this is just artistic license, but it's really well done. Very, very well done. I love it.
Thank you. It's definitely a mix of both, honestly. I mean, I incorporate a lot of internal feelings in my songs, along with just stories that I think are funny. You know, music is my space to, one, you know, get out anger. A lot of people say I'm a very happy person, and then they're like, but why are your songs so angry? I'm like, that's why I'm a happy person, man. I put all my anger into those. But at the same time, I just love, you know, music is such a creative space. You know, you can write about anything you like. And so I like making angry stories or funny stories. It's just kind of a space to say whatever, you know, and I definitely utilize that. I'm sure you know.
Absolutely. You know, I hate to keep bringing up my wife, but it's kind of funny. She manages a big makeup store, a big chain that sells makeup and, you know, girl stuff, all kinds of potions and, you know, stuff that comes in fancy jars that's very expensive. But she deals with the public all day long. And she has a half-hour drive when she gets off work. And I can always tell, because if I get into her car the next morning to move it or something, if I'm mowing the grass or whatever, I get blasted by the speakers, and I'm like, oh, she was letting off steam last night, you know? And the other day, this is very true, I got in the car. I had to move her car because I was going to edge along the driveway, you know, because we're the fat house on the block. It has to look all fancy. And the FU2 song
mm-hmm.
was set.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yep. And I don't think it was about a boy who had done her wrong, but probably just an annoying customer. And, you know, that you got her through. You got her through. And I thank you for that.
I'm so glad. Yes, that song is a freaking anthem. Oh yeah,
really?
That was a lot of fun.
We were talking about your vlog, and folks, we have links up on our show page to both Mia's website, which is fantastic. Everything you need to know is right there. You know, it's easy to navigate. It's right there, and it's amazing. But also there are also links, and we have them on our show page as well, to her various social media and whatnot. I suggest you go to, you check out her music. We're going to play some stuff here in a minute. And you're going to want to like and share all this stuff. But definitely, if you're interested in, and you don't have to be in the music business. I'm not in the music business outside our little podcast here. But it's very interesting to me. Her vlog just blows me away. It is so interesting. And it really illustrates, I'm not in the music business, as I mentioned. I am a painter. I paint pictures of people for a living. Been doing
That's
that
so
for about
cool.
20 years. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Everybody has to do what they're supposed to be doing, you know what I mean? But one of the things that I get so many young people that come to me and they say, you know, I want to do what you're doing. I want to sit around and paint all. I'm like, yeah, I want to do that too. First off, every day is about a 17-hour day, and I think it's that way, if not more, in your business with music. And secondly, you have to work, you know, and that's something you do very, very well. You've got that down. I don't know if your parents, you know, got you into that work ethic since you were a little girl or how it came about, but you definitely have that work ethic, what I call for success, you know. Everybody I know who's done anything, mm-hmm. they work their tail off to get there. Very, very
Man, true. It's all so much fun. I mean, music is so fun, and it's also, you know, like the only thing I want to do, you know, in my life. And, you know, it's all worth it. The hard work always turns out to be a song that you just dominate on stage, you know. And working for yourself kind of means you're working all of the time. I don't mind that because it's always so satisfying, you know, finishing a song or releasing something or playing a song on stage. Like all of it is just, it's work, but it's so much fun. So, but I appreciate
you
for
noticing
that.
Yes, it's what you're supposed to be doing.
That. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's,
no other
there's a great
on this planet.
Well, yeah.
I swear.
There's a fantastic Mark Twain quote that I love. It's been one of my favorites forever. I'm paraphrasing it, but he basically said there's two very important days in a person's life. First off, the day you're born, and secondly, the day you realize why. And
yep.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I know cats 65 years old that haven't figured that out. I hope they do, you know, soon. The clock is ticking, folks. But it is so refreshing to see someone like yourself who's young, you know, and got a lot of energy and doing her thing, but also incredibly talented, smart, and just doing it, who's figured that out. You know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so let me do it well. And it's just very inspiring.
Yeah.
Very inspiring. I was watching one
Thank
of your
you.
Vlogs from a couple days ago, and you were going to do some big festival. You've been practicing your tail off, getting ready for it. You were excited about it. And then the stupid hurricane, as they do, came through and flooded the place out, and I hope everybody was okay. I'm not trying to make a joke about anything like that, but I was watching, you know, here you are, you're recording yourself with your phone, I think you were in your car, and you could see in your, you know, I look at faces every day for a living, it's what I do, but I could see that disappointment, that, you know, you'd worked so hard, and you're excited about this, and then it just from reasons you couldn't control wasn't going to happen. And
that's life, man.
Look there. Yeah, that happens. And you handled it well. Maybe you ranted and raved after the camera was off. I don't know, but I don't think so. But.
I'll write a song about it. I'll be fine.
There you go. What was the hurricane? Ida. Ida, you did me wrong. thanks a lot. Oh, man. One of the things I also like about your videos is and your music in general, well, the videos especially, is they're funny. They're hilarious. And they're very cool. You look amazing in them as always, and it just seems really well done. Do you play a big part on the music video side of things? Like, do you sit down with the videographer and say, okay, well, I was thinking this, and then we're going to do this, and then the dragon's going to come? No, I'm kidding, folks. I haven't seen a dragon yet in it, but it wouldn't surprise me. Or do you kind of give free rein to people that you work with that you know is going to have a great idea and execute that idea well?
This is a funny question. I'm not signed. I don't work with industry people at all. Everything is all me. My team is literally me, my mom, and my dad. We make every single video. I come up with every video. I'm glad you brought them up. I mean, as soon as we talk about the single, I definitely kind of did a deep dive and made an interesting video for that one. A lot of times, you know, I just want to be myself in my videos and show me playing the instruments because, you know, that's what I love to do. But other times I see a vision of, you know, how I want the song to look visually, you know, as you're listening to it. And that kind of just inspires a lot of stuff that, one, I can't achieve with three people. But I definitely have grand ideas for these videos, which, you know, we do our best to make them happen. And it's just a lot of fun being able to bring something to life that, you know, you think of and it represents it exactly as you pictured it. That's like one of the best parts of this whole thing, you know, being an artist and all.
That's amazing. That's amazing. They don't look like three people made the videos, folks. They certainly don't. Like I said, I'm not in the music business, but I have grown up, everybody I've known, always have been in, I've always known people in bands and stuff like that. And the reason I think, if I'm being honest, is those people are the most fun. They have the best parties, the best get-together, always have. But, man, I painted a lot of drum kits over the years, I got to tell you. I was the art guy that, and everybody has a band logo, you know.
Yep.
Can we get that on the drum? Yes. But let's put something in front of it that won't rattle so we don't mess up your sound. You know, yeah, the whole thing. But, you know, so I've been around that and whatnot. And I've been around people that are signed. And I know that's not as common today in the music business. But your videos are right there. You know, they hold their own with any of those ones that a big check have been written for. And so they're fantastic. I'm blown away every time I see one and look forward to seeing them. It's amazing. And you have a lot of stuff. You could sit down, you put on Mia Morris on YouTube and let it go as it does, you know, with that autoplay thing. And it's the Mia Morris day, you know, it just goes on and on. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That is very, very cool. Let me ask you this, Mia. Now, you've been playing for a while, and I have said this on the show before. Like I said, I know a lot of bands and whatnot, and we've come to a point in society, modern society, where you necessarily don't have to, and the same thing's in the art world as well, but I think also, well, let me finish my thought. You know, you can be anywhere. We can email tracks, we can send this or that, you know, and what have you. I know bands that have never even played live together, that they've made fantastic singles and whatnot, EPs and the like, but they've, you know, they live literally on different continents. And that's great and everything, but for somebody, and a lot of bands are like, well, cool, I don't have to move to LA, you know, or I don't have to move to Nashville, or I don't have to move to New York. And that is true. But what you have to realize, folks, Mia mentioned that she had moved, her and her folks had moved to Nashville. So she's in the middle of it. And one of the cool things about any of those bigger cities like that with a big happening music scene where stuff's getting recorded and work's being done is things happen. Charlie gets the flu or whatever, you know, and then the phone call, a good producer will say, well, you know what, I know a gal, and she's a fantastic drummer. Let's call her up and see if she's got some time to get down here and blah, blah, blah. You're in the thick of it, and so there's more opportunities for things like that. And it applies to the art world as well. But, you know, how do you find living in Nashville? I like Nashville. Nashville's a fun town, I think.
Yeah, you know, you're right on it. I mean, that's basically one of the main reasons we moved was for that opportunity because it's so much more achievable when you're around it constantly. But, you know, and I love it here, but something that I've learned is that, like, upon moving here, a lot of people – you know, they come from a small pond, they're big fish in a small pond, and then they get in this freaking ocean, and you look around, everyone can play circles around you, and you're like, dude, what am I doing here? Everyone is incredibly talented, everyone can play, can shred, like, everyone can do everything, and so, you know, once you get to a certain level, like, all the musicians are great, that's a given. But it's the other skills that set you apart, and this is what I had to learn. It's like reliability, your work ethic, literally just being a good hang, you know, to be around is like it's all so important because, yeah, everyone is replaceable in Nashville. There are 100 bass players, 100 drummers that can do the exact same thing. So, you know, certain things is small things like, you know, just showing up with a good attitude like that is so important in this town. You know, it's you never really would think, you know, if you're really good at the job, yeah, you're gonna get it. No, you gotta check all the boxes in Nashville. Mm-hmm. So it trains musicians wonderfully. I mean, I work with incredible, happy, great people, and yeah, the environment here has been very eye-opening for me.
Well, that's cool, and it's cool that you're at an age where you get that, where you see that, where you can recognize that, you know. And you don't – now, I don't know you personally or socially or anything like that. We're just becoming friends. But you don't seem like one of those musicians that, you know, walks into the room and they think – not the room, just them. Oh, here I am. I'm the next Eddie Van Halen or, you know, the what have you. I knew somebody who fancied themselves a Mozart, you know, they weren't. Everybody's nice to have a fantasy, I guess, but it ain't going to get you far. But you don't seem like that. You don't seem like you have a big ego or anything like that. You seem like you professional and fun to hang out with, you know, and I think that's smart,
well,
you know, that's a
good
way to be.
It's important, you know, and you know, it's not even, it's not hard to be humble in a town like Nashville. Like I said, there are a million other players. Well, a million is a lot. I don't. There's a bunch of players that could do.
Right.
They're just so much better than me, you know. So I have to be very professional. I have to know what I'm gonna play. I have to know my stuff. You know, I literally just have to show up, do my thing, be happy about it. It's important. It's all part of it. So being humble it's easy because everyone is so talented. I hope I don't ever get a big head with knowing how talented a lot of people are and never get noticed for it, you know, because
cool.
They're everywhere.
That's cool. That's amazing. There's not a lot of people who are, you know, not at the place you're at musically, because I think you're down the trough quite a ways from people your age usually. And,
thanks.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing to hear that. Now, the single, we're at a cusp, ladies and gentlemen. I could do a 3-hour Mia Morris, you know, show and play all amazing music all for 3 hours easily. But we're at the cusp of she had a single that she dropped, and we're going to play it here in a second. But she's getting ready to drop another one, which I just listened to earlier today, and I was blown away from it by it. But let's start with We Were Never Friends. Well, that's a pleasant title. do we want to play it and talk about it, or do we want to lead into it? Which way do you want to go, Mia?
Well, I'll give it a little intro here. There's really not much. It's a pretty self-explanatory song, especially the title itself. But the song was kind of based on the old question, you know, can we still be friends? And it's like, well, we were never friends, actually. It's basically just it's a relationship that never got to the friend point. So, yeah, this is We Were Never Friends.
I hear you. Here it is, folks. Mia Morris. Check it out.
You're calling out when you want my time. On your knees, pardon me, have you lost your mind? Burning out like a candle. Funny how now you think you can handle this. It's a crime, it's a shame, what a mess you left. All the lies, all the games, you tried your best. You could play, you could say that you know me.
Never Friends, Mia Morris. I love it. I love it. I love it. Mia, I've been in those situations, you know, where
yeah.
I wish I had that track to go, hey, just listen to this. Huh? How about that? How about that? And we'll all move on with our day.
No, I love that. Hey, you know, there's a new song I heard. Reminds me of you. I think I should listen to it.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. and that's great. That's fantastic. Catchy and not overly long either. You do, you know, shorter pop type songs, pop rock, alternative
yeah.
pop rock, I guess is the genre. And that's fantastic. That is fantastic. Now, you also, you know, we mentioned you playing with other people. You don't just stick with alternative pop rock acts or whatnot. That last act I saw you with the Girlwood, kind of punk there, you know? And Mia had no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping up.
Man, that's the thing. I mean, Nashville is filled with country acts. That was the vast majority of side mag gigs that I did in town. You know, getting a punk gig or getting an alt gig in Nashville, it's a super cool experience because it's definitely – more rare, but yeah, I mean, sideman work is sideman work, and it's always fun, you know, getting to know the artist. Like, you know, with Girlwood, those songs are so fun to play. it's a super fun show in general. That was the one I was supposed to play Bonnaroo with Girlwood. So we really only did get to play one show together as of now. But yeah, I mean,
yeah,
and
it was
I like
a cool show.
Punk. Thank you. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
For
you
sure.
Had a
the
guy
crowd,
with
the two-tone crowd.
Hair jamming out in the front there. I saw him. I saw him dancing. You know. Trying to get a pick going. It didn't happen, but no, the crowd loved it, and you loved it. And see, that's a big thing, too, folks. If you're in a band, let me just tell you something, you know, from a civilian, from somebody who's not on the stage, who's always been in the audience. The cool thing about seeing an awesome band is, when you do, is that they're awesome, that they're having a good time, and they throw this energy to the crowd. And the crowd bounces it back to the band, and it grows and builds, and it's just amazing. Now, not every show goes that way. I've seen a lot of shows where that didn't happen by big names, you know, where it should have happened.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't. And, you know, everybody has off days and whatnot. But you seem like consistently, at least what I've seen, you know, that you get that. Everybody's paid to get in there. They're having a good time, and you're well aware of that, and you give them a good time, you know, musically. And I think that's fantastic, you know. That's why you're getting all these gigs.
Oh,
people want that energy
you.
Around, you know. Yeah, yeah. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com. As well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming Smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form Smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Now, you mentioned, we were talking off mic a little bit, one of one of the things I like about me, and not to get in your business, this is just, again, it's some guy with a podcast outside looking in the window. But I love the fact that you release singles. I think it's the smart way to go. I think it's the best way to go right now with the music business. It's the most economic, you know, you spend the least amount of money, you know, and it keeps you fresh and going and in front of everybody a lot. I think that's fantastic,
yeah.
And you're pretty good with the video release as well. You know, you guys are on it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot easier to ask somebody who doesn't know who you are or hasn't, you know, heard your music, hey, you know, I just released a single. Go, you know, go check it out if you will. But it's a whole different, you know, ask to be like, you know, I just dropped an album. You know, it's just, it's a lot more of a body, you know, to listen to. So, yeah, and you know, I have so many songs to choose from. I like releasing singles. I like making music videos. It's definitely it's been the best way for me so far to release music.
Oh, that's fantastic. You released one about a year ago. I forget the title of it. It was a sequel to Stacy's Mom by Thomas.
I knew
Warren.
You were going to say that.
Song.
I love it.
I love it. It was fantastic. I don't know. I mean, it might have jumped a little bit in the fact that I sent it out to about 100 people I know on my email thing. I'm like, you got to check this out. I said, this is fantastic. And my friend Petra loved it. She was, I remember specifically. But yeah, you have a new single coming out. I listened to it this morning. It drops this Friday. And it's a great song. It's when I heard it, folks, I said, finally a song about me that relates to me. No, I'm kidding. More like my cat. It's called Melodramatic. And that drops on Friday at midnight, you were telling me.
It does, yeah. Melodramatic. Do you want me to just give you the lowdown?
Absolutely.
So upon deciding to release Melodramatic, and I do this with most of my songs, that I do a deep dive of the lyric to really think about how I want to represent the song visually, kind of as we were talking about with music videos, especially because if I have this big idea, we have to plan it out quite – we have to be very specific with our choices if we want to make things work the way I'm envisioning it. And this one, along with a lot of other songs so it sounds like – I'm singing at or to someone. You know, the first lyric of the song is, it might just be you're annoying and it's not just me. Which clearly it sounds at someone. But as I was, you know, doing this deep dive, I was like, this song is kind of written towards me, like telling me that I'm melodramatic. I need to chill out a little bit. And that goes for so many songs of mine where I'm like, dang, this is a note to self. Wow, I really need to take this in. So with this song especially, I wanted to show that visually. So the music video, which will come out a couple weeks after the song's release, it consists of two different Mias, okay? So they're both me. One is a doctor, Mia, and the other is a patient, Mia. And they're both representing extreme sides of my personality. So the patient Mia is the melodramatic, like, crazy. Well, they're both pretty crazy, I'm not going to lie. But the melodramatic Mia, the doctor decides she doesn't want to be melodramatic anymore. She's fed up with that side of her personality. So she kills melodramatic Mia. And actually, they share a lovely day at the park, the dead corpse and doctor. They have a picnic together. It's very cute for them. Maybe a little creepy. Yeah, she does. Absolutely. She's enjoying herself at the park. I love that. And then it all ties together. The last line of the song is, in the end, you know they're both dead. And so they do both end up dying. I'm not going to tell you how. You'll discover that. But the video ends with a new Mia waking up. And this is kind of representing the fact that it's okay to have extreme sides of your personality as long as you're able to find, you know, that true balance to represent yourself and, you know, just be the best version of yourself. And so the Mia that wakes up at the end is kind of that representation of those two sides of my personality kind of clicking together and, you know, finding the best version of me. So it all comes together in the end. But, yeah, it's been so fun shooting it, and we're going to finish it tomorrow. So we still have a day of shooting to do.
Nice. Well, it'll be amazing. You know, I really liked the video also for We Were Never Friends. And, oh, folks, before I forget, when that does drop, I will be blasting. Trust me, I'm a Mia Moore fan now, you know, and I will be blasting that out on all of my social media. So believe me, yeah, you'll be like, what? This is amazing, because I'm sure it will be. The We Were Never Friends video was really cool and done. What a cool set that was. I don't know where you found that, but I was blown away by that. That was very cool. A lot of fun, it looked like. With that
one. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny you mentioned so this whole – basically, this guy took this big studio. It's huge and made sets, like – individual sets all around
this
warehouse in Nashville, like tons of anything you could imagine. They're like movie scene sets. For that room, that was just a basic room. You know, you could really do anything with it. But for this melodramatic video, we're going to use a hospital type room there. So I'm glad I found out about it. I'm definitely going to be using it constantly, because yeah, it's a great set. Even outside looks so cool. Like everything about it is awesome. But yeah,
there you go. Somebody, that's how places like Nashville work, folks. People think, you know, and here's a fellow that you know said, hey, I'm surrounded by all these musicians. You know, they're gonna want videos, and a lot of stuff's filmed there around town. Nashville's got a cool film scene, and you know, there you go. He provides the service. You know, brilliant. So, you know, if you happen to be in a cool town and have a big building, you know, with a lot of debt service going on, well, look at the problem. Probably a solution there. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
That is amazing. Nashville's a cool town. I always have so much fun in Nashville. You're right. There is a giant country scene there, huge country scene. But I got to tell you, especially if you go to East Nashville, where I was the last time I was in town, man, there is a lot of hipster mustaches around town. I will say that. I'm not throwing, as my wife would say, I'm not throwing shade. It's just an observation. There's a bigger hipster scene in Nashville than LA. I'm just saying that's very true. It's amazing. A lot of cool people in Nashville. So it's a fun town. I will tell you the other thing about Nashville that I noticed every time I go. There's cranes on the horizon, buildings going up, buildings happening, things are moving,
dude,
money being made.
Yes.
there's a lot of money in Nashville.
The Nashville bird is the crane because of that very reason.
It's so true. And so for a painter like me, I blow into a town like that. And what I see is I'm like, ooh, there's a lot of walls. A lot of walls happening, and I like walls because, you know, that's my bread, how I make money.
Yes.
Making the walls pretty. That's cool, man. That is cool. Well, you know, I know you know, it's just a matter of time before, you know, we see Mia and her G6 flying around and whatnot. If it's going to happen to anybody, it's going to happen to Mia. You know, do you think you're going to stay Nashville-based because it is so such a happening place? Or do you think you'll head out
I would
west?
Love to stay in Nashville. I mean, I love it here. Everything about it has been great. So definitely, I mean, as you know, it really depends. Like my age, I'll probably live in Nashville for as long as I can. Just because, yeah, the music scene. I mean, LA has a great music scene, but I'm really not trying to wait in traffic for like 6 hours to get like a few miles away from my house. So
exactly.
Yeah. As of now, Nashville is the
plan. That's right. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. And things change, too, you know. I mean, there might be, you know, I'm telling you, you're doing all these videos, and some movie producer might see this and say, oh, we got to get her out here. That's it. She's a star. We got to get her into film now. And, you know, and
God.
Things like that happen. So who knows, you know. But the cool thing is you're one of those guests that I've had on my show that, you know, in 5 years I'll be telling people, they'll be like, I'll be at a party or something and Mia Morales will come up and I'll say, oh yeah, she was on my show back, and they'll oh yeah, sure, Jamie, yeah, uh-huh, oh my god. And walk away and they won't believe me, and I'll have to dig it up and send it to them. But yeah, just you know this already, Mia, so I'm going to tell you anyway. Keep doing what you're doing. You're real, real good at it. You know? Seriously.
Hey, man. I appreciate that. That's the plan. That is the plan.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, folks, I don't know if you heard, my computer, the Red Queen here, just gave me the light is blinking. I was only supposed to take it for a little bit of time. She's got lots of things happening. It is a Wednesday, after all, which, you know, I'm sure she's doing a lot today. Hey, good job on fixing the roof in the one video I saw as well, the ceiling.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was – definitely don't want to work in construction as an adult, for sure. That would be intense, man. That was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
And your father had you doing it.
Reminds
me so much of my own father, you know. Like, oh, God. I could tell stories, and I knew he was a cool cat. You know what I mean? When I'm like, yep, he's making her fix that. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I know we're up against it. Thanks so much, folks. The single we played, We Were Never Friends, that is out now. It's everywhere. The new single will be dropping Friday at midnight, September 17th. And that is called Melodramatic. As Mia said, the video will be dropping after that. Her website, miamorris.com, www.miamorris.com, is very easy to get to. And listed there and on our show page are all of her social media accounts, including the TikTok one. So there you go. You know, it's amazing. One of the great things about Mia is so easy to find. See, and this does not surprise me. Mia, you would be surprised in how many people don't get this, is all of her social media is at Mia Mora Music, you know, and it's all the same. So it's easy to get to. Oh, my God. New bands out there. You don't need different addresses for each thing. It makes it more difficult. Especially if you're making the web
for. I'm glad we got those handles in there for sure. It makes it easier. And I love the alliteration. MMM rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. How cool is that? That's like Madonna-level alliteration. You know what I mean? That's impressive.
Oh, my gosh.
That lends itself to a cool logo, you know? Come on. Love it. Love it. Very cool. Well, Mia, keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, you're super good at it. And thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today. I really appreciate it. You're fantastic. You know, as is your work.
Thank you.
Your art's awesome.
Thank you for having me. Seriously. And thank you for taking the time. I appreciate your support so much. And hopefully we'll do this again one day.
Yeah. Anytime. Anytime. We always have room. For you, I should say. Very, very cool. And, folks, this episode will be converted to a podcast. We're going to push it out on all the social media platforms and on all the podcasts. Wherever you listen or download podcasts at, we're there, baby. Don't worry about it. Hey, also, on that vein, you know, I was going to say we're on Spotify and all. We are. But on that vein, I forgot to say it during the show, but it's super important. We live in an algorithm world. When you hear an artist that you like, especially an independent artist, like and share their social media and a music act, a band or a singer like Mia, if you dig a track by them, add it to your playlist. It helps a lot with
that
algorithm. So be sure to do that. And folks, we will see you tomorrow. We've got our guest tomorrow is returning filmmaker, director. He's got a new movie out called Demigod, Mr. Miles DeLarc from New Orleans. And it'll be a pleasure having him on again. We're going to talk film as we always do and kind of nerd out on that. So tune in for that. And his movie's fantastic, too. Scared the bejeebas out of me, man. So it's good. Very cool. We will see everybody later. Have a good one. And folks, remember, if you're out shopping, it's a weird world we live in. Be kind. Be nice. If you got a beef with a store's policy or something, don't take it out on the person at the register. Go home, cool off a little bit. If you're still worked up about it, send an email to their corporate headquarters. There's people to deal with that. The guy or gal at the register ain't them. Be nice. Okay, folks, we will see you next time. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.